just wanted to warn you. Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, July 15, 2024, public hearing and special business meeting. Call to order time is 6:31. Roll call.
Interim Fire Chief Shebrel, is that right?
Yep.
That would be a no. Fiscal Officer Ross. Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Okay, stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we now open the public hearing for the Bethel Township 2025 tax budget. Comments by the public is first. No public in attendance, so none. Comments by the staff. You can make yours now, or you can save them for when we do the resolution. It's up to you. I would like to, I just had one thing. I put this in the email to you guys. So we have three grant funds and four permanent funds, which are related to the cemetery. And we did not put any budget in for those, but we talked about it and decided to ask you guys what you wanted to do. But there is a lot of money in the grant funds. I'll find the right paper here for that. I think I sent you guys the numbers or the appropriations. Okay, so the grant funds. Okay, so the FEMA grant fund has $99,512.70. State grants has $12,777.28. And
how much state?
$12,777.28. And local grants has $4,649 even. So I think we should adjust the budget to put those totals in there and do some research. Fiscal officer is going to have to do some research in the grants files to find out what we can spend those on and when they expire. But if we put them in there, then we'll have it in the budget. And we also did not put in the ARPA money, because in theory we should have it spent by the end of the year, but now we've heard the rules are planned to be spent. So if there's anything left, I don't know, we could budget it for next year, but right now that's also zero. I don't necessarily want to put that in there, but the permanent funds that seem to be tied to the cemetery, these are $49,051, $52,000, $53,000, and $54,000. So they have, here's the numbers if you want them. 24,02,30,29,75,99, $11,644.52, and $1,943.20. From what it looked like in the history, it looks like they're just sitting there earning interest. So we can also put those in the budget to spend it all. And I talked to Richard, who said we could ask the county to end those, move it to another fund, which would probably be cemetery, because they're related to that, we think.
Mm-hmm.
And then close these, which would simplify things all the way around.
Because we're footing the costs for, the township's footing the cost for the yard or the maintenance on those. And we're not repaying ourselves. We're not paying the hourly salaries for those guys that are there.
Right, we're not
doing
any
that.
Portion.
Right.
Correct. And it would be nice to do that.
Yeah. So
to figure out what it's costing us.
Yeah.
But these four, so right now I think we should put them in the budget with the totals that are here. And then if we want, we can direct the fiscal officer or ask the fiscal officer to, if she wants to undo the, you know, just get rid of them. I don't know what the word is. Vacate them, close them, and move the money to the cemetery fund. But she has to work with the county to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it would simplify. We'd have four less accounts that don't seem to get much attention. And then we have the money ready to spend. So those are the changes I would like to make. And then my one other question was, there seems to be a $70,000 loan to the fire department. And I don't know what the, I don't know, Beth, maybe you have some history there. I know it's a loan so that they didn't have to, you know, a 0% loan, but I don't know what the terms are or when it should get paid back or how it gets paid back.
You'll have to talk to Josh. I don't know.
Okay.
So we've had it for a long time on the books then?
I have no idea.
Don't know. So that was on this paper, that the certificate of the total amount from all sources available for expenditures and balances.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from us. It's from UAN. This
mm-hmm.
is a UAN report, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
where,
say UAN.
Where are you looking at?
This weird
that's
report.
A UAN
yeah,
report.
It took us a while to find it because of the name. But see, it has general fund. It has minus $70,000 under a title called Advances Not Repaid. And then under special revenue funds, which is the fire levy, it has the $70,000 offset. So we need to figure out, I think some of those have to be paid within a year.
Well, clearly you're beyond that because you would have known what they were if it was taken out within the year you were.
It's our internal loan. It doesn't have, there's not contingency.
Well, according to one of the sessions that Kathy and I were at the OTA, there are some internal loans like that that have to be paid back in a year. So, sorry about my stomach.
It's all right.
I'm trying to go back online.
Yeah, yeah.
This weekend was meat heavy. So I don't know. I don't know about that, but we don't need to account for that today. I just said that was one of my questions
mm-hmm.
because as we were pouring through all the documents and doing the research,
mm-hmm.
We noticed that that was outstanding. So we have to figure out where that would come out of and, you know, the fire budget for those accounts, we just left it pretty much the same as last year. The only thing we tweaked was, did we do that in the fire? Yes, there was part of the insurance money was coming from the wrong fund, according to Richard. So all we did was move it from the one fund that he said it shouldn't be into another one. Didn't change any numbers, though. Just so,
same numbers.
So it's all the same. Except for something, you know, like a little
right
tweaks
category.
Like that. So you'll see that in the budget. You'll see the minus and then an offset in the same, you know, within the same fund. So that's the changes I would like to make, is just budget the grants and budget those four permanent funds and then see about doing away with permanent funds.
Yeah, I agree with the cemetery one because that's a lot of money and we should be getting paid back for the hours that we're paying to have those places cut and just maintenance. I mean, I think it's a good chunk of the during the summer, it's a good chunk of the week's hours.
And we didn't put any comments in here, so I mean, I have some other questions about the budget because it seems like there's a lot of capital outlay totals that are fairly large, and I don't know what they're for. In particular, there was a couple in the road because you guys had submitted the budget with
right.
the either fixing or replacing the salt barn.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what that would cost yet, but there is capital outlay in here, and I don't know if it's scheduled for anything because everything.
Well, we didn't schedule anything on it because we did so much other stuff. I mean,
but I'm saying there's money in here, and I don't know if it's supposed to be for something or not be for something, or
if it's a use it or lose it.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't think it'd be use it or lose it.
Well, if you budget for, is this budget, if we don't spend that this month or this year, if we don't fix the barn this year, we don't lose it. We don't have to put it back in the regular, we don't have to put it back in the regular general fund for next year and then allocate it again.
No, it stays in the road fund.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But there, but I'm just saying, there was a big chunk of money. Let me find the, so 2031 is a road fund, right?
And next year, you know,
next year, what are you?
Next year, we'll have the parking lot here to pay to seal up. That's going to be a lot of money. We'll have, you know, some more road projects, hopefully, that we'll be able to afford to do. You know, so if we just carry the same budget forward, we should be able to accommodate all that, I'm hoping. I think, anyway. But I guess that's a decision we'll all have to make. If we don't want to do any roads, because I noticed that the township doesn't always do roads every year, so.
Yeah, it's been every 2 years, but mm-hmm. We didn't spend as much this year. I don't know where I saw a chunk of money in the road one. Oh, here. 2021.
Mm-hmm.
That's a road fund, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the gasoline tax.
There's 100,000 in capital outlay.
That's road repaving every other year. And you don't generally have enough money to pull it all from that fund because...
Well, we won't this year for sure because it's going to be well over 250, so... So if even if we held off for a second year, we still wouldn't have enough. If it's only 100,000 a year.
Yeah, it usually comes out of the partly out of the general fund, and wasn't it three funds, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
What was the third one?
Road and Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Road and Bridge. But there's nothing in Road and Bridge for it, is there?
Road and Bridge. Let's see if there's capital outlay.
That's the one I just looked at. I didn't see any. It's got a lot of expenditures there.
I don't see any. Maybe we didn't budget it for this year. But Road and Bridge, we can use it for that.
Mm-hmm.
Generally pay salaries from that. And then the 3.8 mil, we use that for infrastructure.
Right.
And the passive motor vehicle tax and the gas fund and the road and bridge. There's four funds.
Yeah, that permissive motor vehicle, I don't think it had anything in it for capital outlay. Oh, yeah. That one does. That has 200,000. That's the one that had the big money.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't spend any for the last 2 years, so it should have carried over from 1 year to the next at 100,000.
Right. So we left that. I just didn't know what the number was for.
I'm good with that.
Did you have some?
I mean, you know, next year. You don't know what you're going to do next year, but if you can figure on to at least 280, 290, because if you do just half a road, maybe 200. But, I mean, just judging by what we did on Wildcat, and, I mean, she had given us a price based on the year before's figure, and it was still slightly higher. So I think that's a fair price if we can get a fair figure, if we can get more money from the general fund or another fund to offset the cost, then we could probably do the parking lot here like we didn't do this year, but it really needs to be done next year. As far as the sealant, that's going to be somewhere around 40 to 50,000, and then maybe do some significant patchwork, because I did talk to the county, what is her name? I can't think of her name now, but she said they do half roads. or partial, you know, areas. They don't like to, but they will.
Right.
So we can pick out the best or the worst of the best, so to speak, and then try to just do those areas.
Whatever changes you guys want, let me know what page, what column, and how much, and I'll write it down and I'll go back and change it.
Okay, so we'll have to do that. I guess we could do it now. So we're going to close the public hearing and then go into session and, you know, make a motion on the resolution. So maybe we should just close the public hearing now. Beth, I'm sure you have some changes, right? You want to just...
That's fine.
Close you want to do it during the...
Okay.
Okay, let's do that then. Let's, where's my notes? Okay, so we'll close the public comments. 6:47. And then go to the action item, so... Fiscal Officer Ross, would you like to read the resolution?
Resolution number 24-07-077, a resolution adopting the 2025 tax budget and delivering the appropriate information to the County Auditor of Miami County.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll do it.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Now discussion. So, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this, but I wrote the resolution.
Do you got to vote?
No, we have discussion first,
okay.
And then we vote.
Okay.
So I wrote the resolution to say we could list the changes. So that's what she's saying is we can tell her. And then she's going to go back into UAN and make those changes and then get it to the county auditor. Make sense? So are you guys agreeable to budgeting those, the grants and permanent funds, that balance that's in there?
I am.
Is that okay?
I'm not. That's not how FEMA grants work. They go back to a specific line item. You pay it out of specific line items, and it has to go back to the specific line items. I don't know if that's the requirements for this FEMA grant, but I would not want to get in a mess with a federal grant.
Well, so so what we can do, so whatever, wherever we put it here, it can still be changed. This is not the end all. And that puts it in UAN to be
responsible for.
You know, it can be adjusted. As long as within the same fund, then it can be moved from, you know, whatever account to a different account.
Didn't you talk to Richard about this? And he said it could be done that way?
Yeah, that's just how it works in general.
Okay.
That's not specific to this.
Okay.
But if you look at page 28, Rhonda, which is the FEMA grant page, you'll see that in other there was 29,01,511,000 federal funds. The entire balance was there. So
on page 28?
28 of 39.
And you have how much?
99,512.70.
Okay. Okay, I thought you said 29. I was like, okay.
So that was the revenue where it came in, and then.
Does anybody remember what the grant was issued for? Or is it a grant that is just given to us in case of, since it's FEMA, in case of some sort of catastrophe?
You'll have to ask Josh, I don't know. I mean, we got several grants. I don't know what this one is specific to. Mm.
So we could, I mean, we could put it all in capital outlay. That's what happened with the ARPA one. It all ended up there, and then they just move it to wherever they need to.
Okay.
What do you think, Beth?
I don't want to, We have not done that before, and I know that FEMA grants come with a lot of constraints. I'm not comfortable, since I don't know the constraints on this one, putting it anywhere that's gonna get us in trouble.
Okay.
Can we not move it once it's in there?
Well, it won't be in there, but that's fine. Okay, how about state grants?
So we're not doing nothing, we're leaving it as is for the FEMA grant, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The state one, we can't, can we move that one?
I don't know. I don't know what this was for. EMS salaries came out of grants.
Is that from the COVID money? From the EMS grants for that extra $2 or any of that? No?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Would Josh know?
No, that was ARPA, and it did not come out of here.
Okay.
I think these were bonuses. I know they got some grants to get some bonus money paid to the firefighters for during that time, but the $2 came out of ARPA until they said it can't come out of ARPA anymore.
Okay, so maybe we could move the state since it's not FEMA. Or question moving the state.
Let's see what last year's was. Well, it says there's a balance of $12,777.28. It looks like they used it for fire protection and salaries.
Oh. But we don't get that regularly, so once that's gone, we wouldn't be getting another $12,000 to increase the salary to anybody.
Right. I don't think it was an increase. I think it was a bonus, but it comes out of the salary bucket.
Well, I don't see why we can't
local grants was fire protection as well.
I mean, it would be something that we could call the county on and find out.
Well, we can just leave them out of the budget for now.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're fire related. These two of them. Not the FEMA one because it doesn't have anything, but. So you want to just leave them all out, Beth?
I would prefer to do that than create a mess that we don't know what we're doing. And
well, it's just numbers in the system, but okay. How about the permanent funds? Are you okay with those or
everything that you?
So these
on?
Are the last. The last five pages.
The
36, 37 through 8, 39.
Yeah, those are just lighting assessments.
No, these are the ones that seem, they're permanent.
I'm on 33, 36.
37, 38, 39.
Yeah, I mean, if they let us move them, I would move them. And that sounds reasonable if they'll let us do it. Doesn't make sense to have just that small thing that's not being used.
So last year there was money budgeted for contracted services under cemeteries. So I'm looking at 36 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be okay to put the balance of that fund in that line item?
I think so.
What do you think, Beth?
I had a conversation with Rhonda about this, and she already about moving that money and trying to utilize it.
So spend that money.
Well, 2024 should be a budget. There shouldn't be any changes to. This is not actual numbers in 2024, or is it?
Well, the fund balance is the very first line up there under 2025. So if you look in the upper right hand corner.
But we have, even if we've spent $1,864.35, this current 2024 is the budget number. It's not actual numbers, is it?
This should be an actual.
I don't think so.
I think that's what we've spent.
Oh, then.
Hang on.
I don't.
No, I don't. Is it the budget number?
Updated until the end.
And we can look at the appropriation status. And what is that? 4951.
So that's how much
no.
we appropriated.
But we haven't spent it. We haven't spent anything this year. As of, I don't know, July 15th, oh, June 29th is when I printed this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same for all four of these permanent funds. We haven't spent anything.
Yeah, they'll let you combine them and put them into the general fund or the cemetery fund, that's fine. Whatever they are, were from originally.
Or we can try to spend them this year. But I still think we should make the effort to get rid of the funds,
mm-hmm.
because then,
you
know,
you don't
although
have
they
aren't
interest.
Yeah, but you're
not paying interest on the money regardless.
Well, yeah. I mean, but we don't have that in the other funds, do we? Yeah, earnings on investments and all the other funds were zero. Well, not all of them. Well, okay, so do we want to make these equal to the balance?
If you can close out those accounts and just go on and go on, it would be better. Wouldn't it simplify things?
Yes, but that's not going to happen
that's
by the time this is due up there.
Okay.
So for this,
yeah.
What I'm saying is we set the budget for 2025
mm-hmm.
equal to the fund balance.
Okay.
And then in the contracted services bucket.
Okay.
So you want me to move it up to the contracted services bucket? Where the 1864.35 is at under 2024. You want me to put that 163.23 under 2025 in that column?
163.23, which one are you on? I don't have one for 163.23. Oh, I see, here at the
page
bottom.
Page 36. Did we move off of page 36?
No, we're still there.
Okay.
The fund balance, oh, because that includes expected interest.
So should I move up the 128.85 or move down?
Well, I think it could be the whole total. I think you're right. I think it should be the 163.23.
And that's where I'm moving it to, right?
The contracted services.
Okay.
Yeah, and do that for 36, 37, 38, and 39.
We're all in agreement on that.
Okay, so 4951 to 2. All right, that's what we've got.
Okay, now I have to write this down on this resolution thing, don't I?
Yes.
I have to write down that we're moving these, right?
Yes.
On this, in these lines. Okay, guys.
But you can just say to match. I mean, just do it for the all four funds. You don't have to write one for each one, right?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
So if I put fund 4951
the
permanent.
49, the 4954.
Cemeteries contracted services line?
Yeah, expenditures.
I'm gonna write this out in pencil, so if I mess it up, and then I'll rewrite.
I printed three of them.
I know.
Just in case.
So expenditures, cemeteries,
contracted services.
Okay. There's one. Okay.
So I have a question on page one, other liquor permit fees. How'd you get $2,038?
Where is that on the page?
Three quarters of the way down.
Yeah.
Under other liquor permit fees.
So what we did for all the fees, so we had kind of two philosophies. So one was for the fees, we doubled whatever we had received to date.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why there was nothing in there last year, but that's how we did the fee kind of things. Taxes, anything that was related to a tax.
I'm just saying that it looks very high compared to what it was last year. If 22 and 23 should be actuals, not budgeted, and 2024 should be budgeted, and 2022, $1,300, 2023, $233 for whatever reason, $2,038 just seems high.
So what do you want to change it to?
Well,
I think I'd put it at like $1,300.
So here's the liquor permit fees revenue by as of
7/15/2024
is $1,019.20.
Okay.
So we doubled that to get the $2,038.40.
Okay.
I mean that
was only half a year.
It's an estimate, right?
This is I guess I'm just looking at the historical perspective and it seems high. Maybe they'll be higher. Maybe it'll keep going. I don't know. The interest, what do we have everything invested in? Do we have any CDs going? Do we put this in the money? Is it in anything?
There's a few very low paying CDs.
Those are on the bank rec, right?
Yeah, which line are you looking at?
Yeah, there are some investments that
okay.
they've got it. They've
so
got
you
money
just doubled
in.
Those.
Huh?
You've doubled those after what we've got interest to date.
Yeah, we had $45,798.49 to date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a doubling.
So, moving down to expenditures, administrative, salaries, trustees, that's fine. The next line, 112,000, salaries, trustees, what is that $95,000?
So, to try to put things in the right accounts now, some things were being paid out of other. And other salaries.
Oh, it looks underneath other salaries right below it. Nothing was paid out.
On the top of the next page, other salaries, you see minus $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
So one was Mike, I think, the zoning. Mm-hmm.
So that got moved to 19,119,000 other salaries, Mike's, the 60,2020 from 190,000. You just moved that to 119,000. Is that what you did?
No, I don't know what those. What's the 119,000? I can't. The rest of it's cut off on mine because I did them.
Says other salaries and it's
trustee's
zero.
Office is what it is. Other salaries, trustee office. The 112 is trustees salaries, trustees staff, and the 111 is the trustees salary.
And one is the fiscal officer, right?
That's 121. I think.
That's 121.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on that, Beth?
So we left 120 so for the administrator. We zeroed out the other salaries at the end.
Mm-hmm. And moved it to the other salaries office under 119-0000.
I didn't think we had anything in that one.
Well, it looks like you did. There you do.
So one was going to be if we hire a...
administrator?
No, a anti-annexation person. But I thought we combined them on the same line, but I don't know
that's
what the 112 and 119
that's
are.
That's the 95 then?
Okay. 190 is other salaries, and on this sheet it's showing it's zero.
Right.
What's 112 and 119?
112 is trustee staff, and 119 is trustee's office.
Oh, so Kathy has to be in there as well. So the 95,000 I think was that was supposed to be Kathy plus if we got an anti-annexation person. The 60,000 I think that's a mistake on 119.
No, it looks like you moved it from other because that's your other salaries on 190.
Right, but we're planning on just hiring one person for administrator, right? So that's the 120.
So should it have been moved to the others or the administrator salary?
Well, I thought we were just going to do away with it. If we don't have a zoning person, we don't need to have a salary for that person. So I think 119, the other salaries office, can be zero.
Is that okay with everybody?
We don't have anybody else in the office, right? That might have just been a mistake. All of this, by the way, is manual entry.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like this on the screen. Like
wow.
It's. So it's, it shows you the previous years, like just like
mm-hmm.
this. But it's, and then some things are grayed out, and then some things you can type in. So yeah, sorry, that 119, I think,
be
should
there.
Be zero.
Okay.
So 1000-110-119. -0000 that was 60,000, now it's zero like it was before.
Yes.
Okay. And then what happened to the other salaries? Oh, that's gone too because we're not hiring a zoning inspector.
Let me do some calculating here.
So the 190 was the zoning inspector?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, on 1110-221-0000.
Hang on, let me change this.
Okay.
Sorry, Beth.
Take your time. Take your time.
So this is general fund.
I think you can just put that fund in there, right? Say change 60,000 to zero for fund. Maybe that would be a better way to do it if we reference the funds.
How do you want me to do it?
Well, I'm saying if you just said change 1000-110-119-0000 from 60,000 to zero.
Okay. I'm trying to write too fast and I'm messing up.
Doesn't have to be perfect, just has to be documented, right?
I know. That's why I'm writing it in pencil. Change to zero.
Is it legal in pencil?
I'll recopy it over. Okay. Now what do you want, Beth? I'm ready.
So the On 1110-221-000, medical hospitalization. Under 2024, that looks like a very fixed amount. Like, some of these I would expect, because this is still budgeted 2024. This is not actual 24. It just looks like some of these numbers have moved or shifted, and I'm not sure why that is. And maybe not. I don't really recall budgeting like, you know.
So again, I think we looked at actuals for these and doubled it.
But then you should have done it for everything, and that's the confusing part, I think.
Well, what do you mean for everything? I mean, we did a lot for... You can't do that for salaries, right? You have to calculate the salaries, so...
But, like, training services, I don't know if we've already spent $2,000, and so you're going to double it to four. It's the budget from, like... this rolls over to 20... When the year is complete, then it... For the budget, it runs into actual. But we're still working off 2024's budget.
Right. And that's what we have to do.
Right.
That's the only choice. But this is not fixed in stone. So what I was told was, this is our best guess using today's information, right? What the county thinks we're going to get in revenue, what we've gotten in revenue, what we've expended to date, what we think might go up or down, cost of living increases, not living, but grocery items, you know, everything's going up, right? So, you know, she said, do your best to figure out what you think the calculation or what the number should be. And when we find out more information, then we go and adjust these.
And that was Angie.
That was Angie.
Angie. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. 228-2020.
And or Richard.
Care reimbursement, the 10,000 and then 20,000. What's the difference in the, why is that doubled? Or have we only used half of it to date?
So this is the HRA money.
Okay.
And HSA, I believe.
It's not.
No, HSA is
HSA.
229.
Okay.
So that 110-228-2020 is the HRA estimate.
Okay. And you expect it to double between 2024 and 2025?
Well, 2024 is not the whole year.
It is a calendar year, though. I mean, even though we used to pay it in June for the insurance year, it goes on your taxes the calendar year.
Yeah, but we changed the way we're paying that, right, through a resolution, so... Now you'll only be paid for 2024 in 2024. And we've already gotten, you and I have already gotten through May.
Right.
So we will get June through December.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that actual, I thought we were going to change the other number, because the 229, I believe, is the HSA, which would just be me and you at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And an administrator, should we get one.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be high, but
it can be carried over, right?
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere.
No, exactly. So
I mean, we have to see. You know, the thing is, when you're calculating on hiring people, you don't know, are they going to be married? Are they going to take family? Are they going to be single? So you have to budget the max, right? Which is, you know, it's not this much more, but it is more. So I think we budgeted the max in case the person was over, you know, ended up being on Medicare, had a family, I don't know.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, all of them we can change in some way, shape, or form. It's just an estimate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tax collection fee, you've got it in as, so that's 314,000 and 314,009. It's been a roughly 10,000 and 30-ish thousand. All of a sudden in 2025, it jumps up to 22,000 and 46,000. Why is that? What's the increase there?
Okay, hold on. So, to date, for tax collection fees, we've paid $9,168.
But you still have half a year left.
But we still have half the year.
That seems odd, because that's what we paid in 2023 for the whole entire year.
Well, and maybe we don't, thank you. Maybe we don't, you know, that's another thing is Kathy and I weren't exactly sure which ones we got, you know, we would have to pay twice.
Mm-hmm.
And the tax collection fees on the 009
mm-hmm.
is $38,000 to date.
But you didn't double that one then. Like I just think they seem very high. It doesn't make sense. If historically they've been 10 and 32, 9 and 38, 10 and 38. I would think they would be along the lines of you could do like 11 and 39. But it's not a big deal. Contracted services, 1,110,360,000. 25,000, I am assuming that's spent year to date, or is that half of what we spent year to date?
Contracted services, we've spent 6,461 to date.
That's 2023. That's exactly what we spent in 2023. This says 25,047. And 85 cents.
Well, I'm reading the sheet right here. I mean, that just must be a coincidence that it's the same number. This is 2024 year to date.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, this is 2020. No, 629.
Jump from four.
Oh, this
60.
Is 2023.
Yeah.
I've been reading the wrong numbers. We printed both. I need the appropriation status for 2024. Okay, here we go. Sorry, that's why it matches 2023. So what's the account number?
1,110,360.
Okay, we've spent 4,392 to date.
Okay, so then why is it 25,047.85?
I think we left that the same. And also there's, so that's one of the accounts where I think we've been taking things out of the wrong account. So, for a lot of the, like, software and stuff like that, it hasn't been coming out of this account. So I think we fixed some of that, so we expected it to be a little more, and that's what was in there last year.
We budgeted $25,047.85.
Isn't that what last year says?
No, last year's final appropriation is $25,000.
That was for last year for 23?
That's what we sent in 2024. Mm-hmm. Final appropriation is $25,000.
So then it's not so far off.
So well, that's what we put in for 2025.
Mm-hmm. My only question goes back to, sometimes these are doubled, sometimes they are not. If we appropriated $25,000 last year, why is this now $25,047.85? It's hard for me to tell if this is actual or this is a budgeted thing. That's my only comment. So keep going down to other general government, contracted services. We got 5,600, 16,000, 25,000. What are we thinking we are using that? Because we continue to budget for 25, which is fine, but what's in that contracted services?
I don't know. And that's probably why we left it the same. There's a lot of questions, you know, Kathy and I, we're kind of new, so,
Well, and when I talked to Rhonda, she did kind of elaborate that there were some categories that were things were being put into that really shouldn't have gone there, and they were trying to straighten those out. So maybe
that's just from Richard being
right.
in there helping me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen some things and he's like, that shouldn't be like that. You need to move that over.
And that's what I was saying about the contracted services. That was one of the things that it was very inconsistent.
So in trying to rectify that, maybe they did move things up a little bit, thinking that, you know, they're going to have other expenditures in these categories where they didn't have them last year or the year before, because now we're moving them to the right category.
And if we didn't know what was in there from before, we left it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just like the capital outlay, I didn't know everything that was, because there is no budget that says, here's what we get in and here's the items we're spending it on. It's all
right.
at account level.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes you just don't know.
All right, moving on to 2011 special revenue motor vehicle license tax. Under other, the actual amount that we're getting in, you put $30,713.
Sorry, what page are you on?
Page 5. It doesn't appear to me that we've ever gotten $30,000 in our motor vehicle license taxes so far. So I just want to know where
okay,
you
what was the account?
Number.
Motor vehicle licenses.
2011 special revenue.
So to date, we've gotten $15,356.53.
Okay, so a banner year for selling cars.
So we have 6 more months, and maybe that could be double.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's an estimate, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can only use what the information we have. And the 2024 numbers, by the way, if these are the what we have appropriated. So when Pat was here, she basically took the end of the year, you know, what was in UAN for the end of the year, and
mm-hmm.
that's what appropriated for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think...
I didn't change
it.
The only thing
any.
I changed was the ARPA funds, and I appropriated
right.
all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that was the only thing I changed off of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. But basically, those numbers are whatever the year end was. That's what.
Right.
That's what she put in for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where those numbers came from.
So gasoline tax 2021. I'm not in agreement with putting the capital outlay of $100,000. I think that we have historically saved that money every other year because we don't have enough to pave all our roads every year. But
are you on page 7?
I'm on page 7, yes.
Okay. So you want to make that 0?
I would like to make it 0, but
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I mean, I was just thinking, because we didn't spend much money this year, that maybe next year we, and we didn't do,
mm-hmm.
like last 2 years ago, we did more miles of road than we did this year.
Mm-hmm.
From a public perception, it is not good to pave half the road. The people who don't get paved are pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a good strategy. So if we can't pave a whole road, and it really is nice to pave, they get better pricing, the county gets better pricing,
mm-hmm.
the more miles they have. So if we can save it up, but on the flip side of that argument is everything's going up. So, you know, whatever we spend, it's only going to get more expensive.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people upset about the condition of their roads too, and I'm feeling the pain of that, especially on Wildcat. I can't tell you how many.
Well, we're paving Wildcat.
I know, but we
so
haven't
not paving
yet,
enough of it because somebody just said, can you do my house?
Yes.
I sent you guys that email.
You got it.
Okay,
you
so you got that one, Rhonda, then on...
I just want to make sure that it's clear.
2021
760 790 0000. You want taken to 0.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So on the financial worksheet budget, 2031 special road fund, road and bridge, you say 20, 31, 330, 112, 000 salaries trustee. That's at 24,000, and then it goes to zero. And I guess these are actual. Is the 77,789 number above it, is that actual too?
So this was one of those where the salary was broken up. I don't know why, but there was, you know, Robert was being paid out of one fund and Billy was being paid out of the other fund. So
the other fund or the other line item?
The other line item, sorry. They were both 20, 31, but you can see, I think Robert was in the 112, which kind of makes sense. It's trustee staff. And then the 190, the other, was what the other one was being paid out of. So we just took the money out of the other and put it into the 112.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that was split like that.
I don't know. There's a negative balance on the road and bridge fund. I don't think that is, I don't know if that's even allowed. We've never, ever had a negative balance. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't get there, but I don't think we want to budget for a negative balance.
Right.
So,
well, we're over budget now on Wildcat Road and all the other repairs that we've got going on. We're over what was allocated. So where are we going to...
We aren't over what was allocated. We have $500,000 in the 3.8 mil general fund. That's where that money will come from. After you spend the $100,000 that was allocated for the road and bridge, and after you spend what was allocated for repairs in the motor vehicle license tax and the other one, the gasoline tax.
Got that, Rhonda?
General fund.
So what's the 2031? This might be 2031, 110, 3E. Insurance and bonding.
So, I something has to go. I would suggest that we take some of these funds down. We know that it will not be under, because we won't use all the money this year, and maybe we'll get some more in next year, but I don't like to run a negative, none of us want to run a negative balance.
No, I agree.
So, can you move that, Rhonda?
Well, we
can change.
We can change it?
Yeah.
How much is it negative?
14,000.
So we have less total expenditures and more revenue.
We
it's
have
negative?
Have.
How is that possible? What am I missing here? You see what I'm saying?
2024 has a lot of expenditures in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is...
But 2024 had less revenue total, 132 versus 144. More expenditures by a couple hundred bucks, and yet how are we in the hole?
Well, the fund balance on 2025 is only 57,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, yeah.
Because... The 2031, 330, 111, 000 salaries, or sorry, 112, 000 salaries trustee is 77,789.11. That is, I don't know what that number is and how it got there, but it was not budgeted that way last year. And that bumps up the expenditures a solid, it's got to be 40,000. I don't know what's going on there. It doesn't make sense. Because the prior salaries, highways total was 75 in 22, 82 in 23, and all of a sudden it jumps up a solid 20,000 in 2024. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, so let's do some calculating. So with no overtime, the two salaries roughly are $92,000, let's say. Mm-hmm. So maybe that 77 might have got appropriated that way because it was for two people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So we can change the 108. We can probably, I don't know, we have to have a little overtime though, right? For when
yeah,
they get
because,
called in and
yeah, for storms and for snow and all that.
I'm not sure what the insurance and bonding is either on 110, 380. Just don't remember. Again, because there's no budget.
Well, there was never anything in that before you put.
Yeah, I know. That's
in.
What I'm saying. I'm not sure what that number is. That might have been a mistake. What was it? 110, 380. We spent nothing this year. So let's change that to zero. You guys okay with
7,000,
that?
And so we need another 7, we need another 8,000.
Well, I say we take that off the salaries.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Bring it down to 99. That takes 9,000 off. And then we're definitely in safe harbor.
Did you get that, Rhonda?
I'm trying. And then you're going to change the 20, 31, 330, 112?
Yes. To 99.
99 or 100?
If you do 99, that's 9,000 plus 7,000, 16,000. You're definitely in safe harbor mm-hmm. from the 14.3.
Mm-hmm. But salary wise, well, that's 10%. That's probably enough. If not, we can do later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one question when we were doing this, just so you know, the all of these things under other electricity, heating oil, contracted services, operating supplies, some of those make sense.
Are you adding? Yeah. Okay.
So, but we didn't know everything that was coming out of those. So, maybe as the year goes on, we can take a closer look at some of this stuff and try to figure out if things are coming out of the right bucket. Because I think some of those, actually, we didn't spend anything on this year. Which seems kind of weird since we're halfway through the year.
Okay. 141 special revenue. I don't agree with taking salaries from the cemeteries. That is a fund that doesn't get replenished. It's just really on what we bring in gifts and donations and sale of cemetery lots and other miscellaneous fees.
Are we tracking that, Rhonda?
The sales of it?
Yeah.
There's a whole book. Okay. So we know approximately what we've made off of them and so forth. I know we talked about it, but because I think you had one that was just recently sold and we didn't know how much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Robert is on it, uh-huh. and he wrote it down.
Okay.
I contacted him and I was like, how much is this supposed to be? And he's like, I wrote it on their paper. I'm like, okay.
Okay, so for salary, so we left this 3,000 because we didn't know why it was there. It has, we haven't spent any money from it this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not using it towards salaries, but it seemed to me like from what you were saying, same thing, that there should be some portion of those guys that get paid from the cemetery fund.
I mean, I think
so. What does it get spent on, Beth? I mean, what, you know, you say it doesn't get replenished, but
indigent burials. If we are responsible for that, we have on average one a year, sometimes two, and those aren't cheap. It's like, I don't know, anywhere between $1,500 and $2,500.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because I think there was an email about somebody wanting us to pay for a cremation for somebody.
If nobody claims the body, there's a whole process they have to go through. We do have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We are required to do it, which is another reason why we don't necessarily want a retirement community, I mean, like assisted living or what's the last
name? Yeah.
Because then if nobody claims, and it does happen. It doesn't happen. I mean, it's probably, I don't know, one a year. But there's also a fund now that's being restarted with from OTA or from the state government that you can go out to apply for relief from like 50% of that. So that's one of it. The other thing is that, like, if you need to lay down additional gravel, it comes from that. If you have somebody knocks a headstone when they're mowing, this pays for that. If we want to do better signage, pays for that. If you want to improve the fencing, if you're going to cut a tree down, it comes from that. You can put it in there, that's fine. It just seems like it doesn't have a lot in it, and it's got to cover six cemeteries or seven cemeteries, however many we have. Six.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what I had said to Rhonda. I haven't spent any money out of that other than the guys cutting the grass. You know, I didn't do the gravel. I didn't fix the blacktop over there. We've just been cutting the grass. So, but our guys are getting paid to cut that grass a couple days every week during the summer, and the township's not getting reimbursed out of that.
It belongs to the township. We are responsible for it.
I get that, Beth. I get it.
I know. I'm explaining it. So they get paid out of the road and bridge fund, or whatever it was that we're paying it out of, road and bridge, I think. And that's where their salaries come from. And if there is additional that is needed, they can pull it from. If we run out for some reason, we can pull it from the general fund. It's fine to pull it from there, but if you're going to do that every year at $3,000, it's going down pretty fast. And then if you do want to do gravel, then it's a capital improvement, which is also fine. I mean, you can use general fund money for anything. Cemetery funds are designated for that, just the cemeteries.
And we don't get any more money. We won't have a chance to replenish that $40,000.
The only way we get money in is
if we sell a lot.
Yep. And we open license permits and fees.
Okay.
Just, you know, we charge
people. And part of that is doing the foundations. Mm-hmm. But
right.
Eventually, when there's no more spots left,
right, then that
then
goes
there
away.
Will not be any replenishment.
Right.
It has to come from
right.
somewhere else.
Well, I know there's only two cemeteries that are open, so.
Well, I'm okay with taking that out of there if you want to, Beth. We didn't know what the $3,000 was for, so
I would take it
we
out.
Did a percentage, and then, you know, I increased it.
And what am I taking out?
Salaries on
2041, 410. 100-0000.
Because I had planned it
from 3150 to zero.
71's drive and do the
you
gravel,
see it there?
And then all this other stuff came up. I just said, forget it. We'll just focus on what.
Yeah, I mean, Crawford Cemetery is not an active cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody visits it, but that's we don't want to. Once we start paving it, then we have to maintain it. Then you're going to have to crack seal it. Then you're going to have to, we don't have that much money for that. Okay, special revenue police. If you go all the way down to the bottom, the tax collection fee, it was $3,500 this year. I'm guessing, I don't know why it went up 3%. That seems a lot. Seems like we've already over budgeted for the $3,500 because it was 26 and 25 beforehand.
We just added 3%.
Okay.
That was, yeah.
You want me to leave
but
that?
Have we already paid the tax collection fee for this year?
Do you know?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Hold on, I got it right here. 2191 tax collection fees. We have not paid anything this year. But how can this be? We contracted services is nothing too. Oh, never mind. I was in the other. Contracted services, we paid $65,000
mm-hmm.
and some change. So I think that's why we upped the...
Yeah, I mean, I think a 3% increase is good for the contracted services. I don't know what their contract specifically says, but I'm sure there will be an increase.
That was in one of the notes we found of Debbie's, that she had done things by 3%.
No, I mean, with the police, I think that's very fair. And then every 5 or so years, they redo this. On contingencies, 2191, special levy police.
So we're not changing anything on the police one.
I don't understand why it's 3605, but you just upped everything by 5%, 3%, so that's fine. It seems high, but compared to what we've paid in the past, but that's fine. It's not the end of the world. It's not that much money. But if you go down to 2191 on the second page, there is a contingency. And that's $9,800. That seems odd that that was even budgeted.
And that's why we've made it zero. And
what is it this year?
Well, we put nothing in there because it was nothing in the prior 2 years of 22 and 23. And also it said that nothing can be paid out of that fund. So it was a very...
Well, what's the 9890 in there now, though? I mean, that
I
looks
know.
To me like 989003. That looks like that's an expense that we paid this year. It's not a budgeting amount.
That's what we appropriated last year.
And it wasn't spent.
I mean, that's what we appropriated for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It was on that appropriation thing, and that's from Pat when she carried all that stuff over.
From 23.
Mm-hmm.
It seems very abnormal, I think. But
well, if we didn't spend it and it's still sitting there.
So it's appropriated for this year, but we haven't spent any. And it was zero the previous 2 years, so we made it zero.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want something in there, Beth, we can put it in there.
I'm only asking why it was last year.
Don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Don't know the answer to that.
All right. So, special levy fire. The property tax allocation seems high. I don't know. It was 19, 18, I don't know what it is for 2024, and then you have it as 21. I'm not sure where you got that. Did you just double what's already for
20? Are you talking about the 793502?
2192535?
Yep, 8002 property tax allocation. And actually,
what, are you on?
I moved on to special levy fire, but don't worry about that because
I don't know where you are. What number?
Page 15.
I'm on 15.
Halfway down, property tax allocation 2192535 8002, but we'll get that number from Angie. She'll put that in because that's a number they can give us. I mean, it's best to the best of their ability.
I think we did that. It was 1.9. This is where I started to say for the anything related to property tax, we took the actual and multiplied it times 1.9.
Okay.
Because some people pay the entire tax
right.
bill in the first, not, you know, so we left 10%.
Right.
I mean, it's just a guess, right?
Right. Yeah, no, and what Angie will put in will be just a guess too.
And you
so.
Won't get that number until the end of this month for the last half, or the first half, really. Cause,
right.
Yeah.
So we used what we had
mm-hmm.
and.
So fire protection salaries, Josh did ask for an 11% increase, and I feel like we should at least put that in there so that we have budgeted that money. I mean,
I'm not willing to put it in there.
You're not?
No. I want to see a budget. I want to see what else it's going to affect. I want to know how we're paying the $70,000. Like, this, just saying we have the money is not a reason to put it in there.
Okay.
And also, we've been getting some bills, and... We seem to be spending a lot on supplies. I don't just mean supplies, I mean things that are needed, operating mm-hmm. costs, of course, but I don't know, it seems to be above average based on what's appropriated. But again, don't know, because just seems to be that way.
Okay. So moving on to page 18, the 1.5 mil continuing fire levy, 2194. Under expenditures, administrative, other, it's like other insurance, and then it drops to nothing. And then workman's tax collection fees, 3,315. Like, did they go up that much? See where I am?
Mm-hmm, I do.
2194, 110, 314, and tax collection fee. And then the one above it goes to zero. I just don't know why it goes to zero. The other insurance is 1,800, then 5,000, then 5,000, and then nothing.
229.
211, yeah. 2011.
I think that's, was that was HSA money that we hadn't. 2194. I think it was something that we thought was in the wrong bucket. So yeah, this is the other insurance benefits, liability insurance. We have not spent anything to date from that fund. And I think that's one that Richard told us we should not be taking stuff out of. So we moved that 5,000, or maybe for them took it out because there wouldn't be HSA money.
Wait, liability insurance and HSA money are two complete things.
What was in the liability insurance, Rhonda, that wasn't supposed to be? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I do remember him saying that it shouldn't have come out of the
wrong place.
Liability. It was like a, it's one of the insurances, I want to say.
Otarma?
No, it's not got anything to do with anything like that. It was like a health insurance or something like that. It was coming out of there, and he was like, that shouldn't be coming out of that.
Okay.
That was almost 6 months ago, though.
Mm. Well, did we fix it then? No? Do you remember?
We did this year. I mean, they didn't use that funding.
Yeah.
But,
you fixed the withdrawal so that it no longer comes out of there.
Yeah. I believe we did.
Okay.
Okay, so then...
It's 211. Let's see, we can look up the cost center too and see what that says. Okay, the 2011 cost center just says liability insurance.
Right.
I don't know. I'm willing
was
to put that back
comp?
If,
no,
if
I,
you want
I,
me to.
I just I did,
no workman's
I just don't
comp
know.
Is right underneath,
right underneath
it.
So.
Which is not from this fund.
Which would be considered liability on the employer's part, you know, but it could be also, it could be, you know, auto coverage as well for liability, whatever. I mean, we got all
where,
kinds of stuff.
Where are we pulling our OTARMA liability for the fire department then out of?
Oh, that might be, maybe that was part of the problem, was this year we did OTARMA, I think, all from the general fund, that, and we were going to go back and look at that. We discovered that while we were doing this, that it looked like it had been divided up in previous years, but they were going to send us the breakout of, we didn't get any kind of breakout of what the numbers were
mm-hmm.
for the different trucks and buildings, and it was like, buildings was broken out from vehicles, but
right.
Couldn't figure out how to divide it up. So I think when we paid it all as one, and
mm-hmm.
Kathy was going to go back and look at that.
I think you're right about that.
Well,
but I don't think that would be...
But OTARMA would definitely be liability, right?
Yeah, OTARMA is liability, yeah.
No, he said not to pay it out of there.
He said not to pay it out of liability?
Oh, so the 229 is a health care insurance.
That's what I thought. And it's liability insurance, and he didn't feel that
so
it should come out of there.
So what is this 219 for?
Well, who's getting health care out of this? Was that our match for something?
Yeah, this is weird. It doesn't have that high level on here. Yeah, I think that's why we got rid of it, because we couldn't figure that out either. It's a health insurance, but it should not have been up from liability. So it's definitely not OTARMA. I think that was the problem. OTARMA was being taken out of that category. And he said we shouldn't do that.
Okay, what about the tax collection fees? Why is that $3,100, $3,000, all of a sudden it jumps to $15,900?
Where you at?
And then the other insurance moves down to insurance, and I'm assuming that the 229-2011, which is...
What number are you on?
I'm still on the same paragraph.
Oh, in the middle there?
Okay. Yeah. Which we now determine is health care. I'm assuming that 5,000 moves down in the 2025 budget to the insurance and BO, whatever that stands
probably
for.
Probably bonding.
Bonding. I'm assuming that's OTARMA then, right? Is that the case?
I don't know what that is.
Yes, I believe the answer to that is yes, because under the 1,110, we've spent $27,917, which would be OTARMA.
Okay. So we are taking a portion out of it, out of the fire department next year, but we didn't do it this year.
Well, we didn't do it yet this year. So we can move that 5,000. I can't imagine though how it should be more than that.
I think you moved it to the 6,000, right? That on the 2025.
To the 380, you mean?
Yeah.
That's
what
it looks
like.
Yes.
You already moved it.
Yes,
okay.
We already moved it. And
right.
That's for exactly those reasons.
Right. Okay. So then go up a line.
Sorry, this is a nightmare too. I just can't remember all the things.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Go up a line, the tax collection fee.
Okay.
It jumps from $3,100, $3,000, and all of a sudden it jumps up to $15,900. What is that?
I don't know. We've only spent $1,800 to date. We had $15,000, almost $16,000 appropriated. I could have read the thing wrong and thought it was $14,000. That's the unencumbered balance.
I'd feel better about
reducing that.
$3,500 or maybe $4,000 if we want to be generous, but
yeah.
Not. It doesn't need to be $15,000.
Okay, what do you want me to reduce it to? $3,500 or $4,000?
Four.
Yeah, I'm fine with four.
Okay, let me write that down. Okay.
Oops, that's not the right one.
Permissive motor vehicle tax.
That's okay. A big old negative number right there.
Yeah, it has a negative in it. And I would say pull out that $200,000 out of the capital outlay, and we can reappropriate it next year if we feel like we are going to pave, but we I don't feel comfortable having a negative balance.
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to change am I going to take the capital outlay to zero?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be clear. Make sure I understand the way you're telling me before I...
And that's where you're pulling this year's paving from, correct?
Part of it.
Yeah, part of it.
Yeah.
All right, I don't think I have any other things. The rest is just stuff. Oh, wait. The ambulance and emergency medical services stuff.
What
page are we on?
Page 26.
Okay.
That is, how do you get to 168? Did you just double what you had already, what we've already gotten in? Because that seems really high.
I believe so. 715. Okay, we've gotten 84,249 in so far.
Okay.
Mm. So we're ahead of where we normally are.
Okay.
We can lower that if you're not comfortable with that. That was just our estimate based on we're 6 months through. Six to go. Don't know, though. I mean...
Yeah, you don't know.
That one's a...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just seems really high compared to what we've done in the past, but maybe reimbursement rates are up. I don't know.
Or maybe people are paying it.
Well, somebody just called to try to pay it today. And Kathy talked to them, and we had to get... She said she has to get with Josh to figure out who's collecting.
She should probably give those calls to Terry.
Yeah.
Because Terry handles...
the billing for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
he looks
to
it
all
up
the
and makes sure it's our money, because we get Bethel, Clark County,
okay,
sometimes. So
I will let her know
to
talk to Terry about that.
Yeah, they called today. Somebody from Allstate or whatever with a car deal. Somebody was escorted to the hospital from us by us.
So you want to change that one or not?
I feel like it's pretty high compared to what we've had, but it may end up being that much. I mean, is the 100,815? What is that? Where's that number from? Is that last year's budget or?
I don't know.
That should be, I would assume that is the, let me double check, but I would assume that's what we appropriated
last year,
right?
Okay, so not updated, so.
Yeah, it should be from the end of, whatever the end of
23
was.
Well, no,
that says 134,000. I don't know, Pat did some of those, so.
Yeah, let's just leave it, that's fine. If you guys are... It's double. If
we
it's
just use the formula.
Over,
It could be wrong. We don't know at this point, right?
So, then go down to the administrative other, which is halfway down the page under expenditures, administrative other. Is this the same insurance swap that you did before? Other insurance to insurance
liability
and bonding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one we did. He said we were doing wrong in the past.
Okay. FEMA grant we've already talked about, and I think the rest we've done. There's nothing else to appropriate.
Okay, let me write this out.
I wrote them down too. So you want to read them back, see if we got the same thing.
So I have funds. 4951 to 4954. We're moving the balance to expenditures for cemeteries contracted service, right?
Yes. Sounds good.
Okay, let me write that.
then I've got, I'm gonna change, $1,000-110,119,000 to $0.00.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I'm gonna change 2021 760 790 000 to $0.00.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. And then I'm gonna change 2031 110 380 1234 zeros to 0.
Yep.
And I change 2031 330 112 0000. You've got the from too. I don't got the from. I just got 299,000. Is that okay?
It was one.
You
one,
want,
it was
you want the froms?
Yeah,
I can give
the
you the froms.
From
108,000 to 99,000. Are you putting each of these on a separate line?
Yes.
So the first one, the 1,110,119, was 60K to zero. Do you want them for that?
Zero.
Well, put from. Just put from 60K after it. Or you don't have to put them if you don't want it in there.
Okay, what's the other one?
2021 760 790 was 100,000. 2031 110 380 was 7,000, and then you're caught up.
Okay. Change 2041 410 100 and then four zeros from
3,150.
Where's the sign folder? 52 0, right?
Yes.
Change 2194 110 314 and four zeros from
15,970
to 4,000. Right?
4,000, yep.
And then I'm change 2231 760 790 1234 zeros from
200,000.
Zero.
Yep.
And that's it, right?
That's all I had.
Okay. Now, if I change all this stuff and I save it and email it to you, so you can make sure that I made the changes correctly, is that okay? Just to double check, make sure I don't fat finger something?
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll send it to all of you.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No.
Wow, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of numbers to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kathy was ready to go. Okay, so no further discussion. Call the vote.
Okay. Trustee Van Heeren?
No.
This is on the resolution, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
I think we're ready to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Do we have a motion?
I got it.
Thank you.
Second it.
Thank you. Any discussion? All right. Vote. Yes, yes, yes.
Trustee
yes.
Van Haren?
Yes.
Do it.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Okay, time adjourned will be 8:06. Thank you. Nobody came, so we can't thank the audience today.
Nobody wants to sign this.